There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy, Johnny Buck, here on the Johnny Buck Show. Hope you guys are having an awesome fucking day right now. If not, I hope this makes it better. So real quick, housekeeping shit. If you watched the video, you saw elbow this shit on my desk. If you're not watching the video, go to YouTube, subscribe, watch me on YouTube. Give me a thumbs up, all that good stuff. Trying to help grow this podcast video. I'm just trying to help more people, honestly. And I think today's going to be a huge benefit for anybody looking to start a business or who is in a business and needs to help turn things around. So let's get started. So if you guys do know, I own Rogue Combat Club, MMA gym in Asheville, North Carolina. If you don't know that, then I own an MMA gym in Asheville, North Carolina, Rogue Combat Club. We're pretty fucking awesome. We do real well. It's about 400, just shy of 400 members, doing $65,000 a month, top line revenue, growing every month, doing stuff like that. So we do real well. Profit margins aren't where I want them to be, but last year was an expansion year. We're doing a lot better this year. I knew that was going to happen. I made some mistakes, learned some lessons, and I'm going to try to help you guys stay away from those mistakes. So if you own an MMA gym, you are making a horrible fucking decision. If you don't listen to this, if you know somebody who owns MMA gym, please send this to them, right? Or they're aspiring to start one. MMA, jiu-jitsu, whatever it is, karate, I guess. But this concept applies to every business, right? So this is something that if I were to start over, if I know then what I know now, if I were to start over, what I would do differently is this. There's three things. Nope. There's not three things. All right. But, there's 3 million things, but I think one of the things that for MMA gyms, jiu-jitsu gyms, martial arts gyms, gyms in general, right? There's three things that get you to 100 members, and 100 members is a pretty good bar. You should be pulling no less than 10K a month. If you're pulling less than 10K a month with 100 members, you're either A, not getting paid by all your members on the books, or B, you're not charging enough, right? So 100 members is pretty much idiot proof as long as you do these three things, right? Number one, you can't be a horrible person, right? Being a horrible person means you're not going to have people sticking around. If people sign up and leave relatively quickly, it's because you're a bad person or your program sucks, either one, right? Number two, as long as you can cover your rent and your utilities and bills and stuff, even with a full-time job or another job, then you'll be able to hit 100 members. And number three, this is the most important part, is time, right? If you've been around long enough in your business, you're not a horrible person, you're paying your bills, then you're going to be able to hit 100 members. That's the basic thing. And I don't really have any good numbers or like benchmarks for other businesses or other industries. Maybe like hair salon, like if you're a hairdresser or whatever, 50 reoccurring clients. I don't know what that number looks like. I just found out two of my friends or hairdressers. One owns a salon. I don't know the other one actually does or not, but they're pulling $150,000 a year cutting hair, or not just cutting hair, but doing other things. So fucking good on them. But I think that if you can easily pull $100K a year as a hairdresser, if you don't suck, you're not a bad person, you're able to pay your bills, your booth rent, and you just do it long enough. So I think those are good numbers. Also, with not horrible person, you can't be horrible what you do. So that helps. But again, with time, you'll get better. But those are three things that mean, like, if you can do those three things, if you can pay your bills, you don't suck at life, and you spend enough time doing it, you're going to get to a level of business that is pretty good. But it's the time factor is the biggest one that I'm trying to adjust. So if I were to start over today, like if I say, Johnny, you have to start your gym over right now. Knowing then what I know now, or if I were going to partner with someone, because I'm doing a business partnership with in a plumbing industry. So I don't know what that number is. I think it's $1 million. We'll probably do $1 million next year. in the 12 months from once we officially start starting together, we'll do $1 million. But I think if I were to partner with somebody in an MMA gym or jiu-jitsu gym, here are the things that I would do differently. So if I were to start over today, this is what I would do differently. So number one, all right, I would get all of, and I've got my notes, so I'm looking away. All right, I've got, I would get all of my bills figured out. Okay, my rent, my utilities, my CRM, so the software I'm going to use, insurance, loans, budgets, trying to think what else, like not budgets, but like, budgets, like things I'm going to build out. So I put X amount of dollars away every month, for like equipment upgrades, stuff like that. My phone, insurance, loans. If you have a loan, I would have got a loan to do this business. I paid out of pocket. It was a stupid idea. Don't do that. Payroll, right? If you're paying yourself, that needs to be a bill. It's also a bill. You know, whatever it is, like these things all need to be line items or items on a list. And I would just put them on a spreadsheet. Actually, what I'll do is I made a spreadsheet. I'll put it in there for you guys, so you guys can have that. And then eventually I'll get a video on how it works. But so what I'll do is I'll give you guys that item. It'll link in the description somewhere, so I'll have that for you guys. And you can figure out a little more. If you need more help, hit me up. I'm more than happy to help you out. The email is still ihatejohnnybuck@gmail.com. It's not changed yet because Google's being a pain in the ass. But so you can email me. So I would get all of those things, right? And then that would be in one bank account. I would set two more bank accounts up, right? That would be profit and taxes. So what you do is you pay yourself X amount of dollars, and then anything over that is profit. And you can adjust your profit percentages, but I would put 5% of my income. So say you did $1,000 one month, okay, whatever 5% of that is, so $150 would go into a profit account every month. It would go in there. It would stay in there. And I used to do this, and I got away from it. I just got back to it. Did my first. It's right there. I got my check. Deposited $3,000 the other day, so that was good. So I put 5% in my profit account. I would also have a taxes account. All right. The government likes to take your fucking money, give it to Ukraine so they give it back to them. It is what it is. So what I would do is I would save my tax money in. I would save my tax money in another account. Because at the end of the year, Uncle Sam's going to take as fucking much money as they can. So I would have that set up. So the first thing I would do differently is have all of my bills so I knew exactly what I needed to spend and make to do that. Okay. Last thing I would do, all right, I would make sure one of my line items for expenses is a fucking bookkeeper. All right. Do not do your own books unless you're a nerd, right? I know some of you guys do that shit. You like that shit. You get off on it. That's crazy. I fucking hate it. It is costing me a lot of money to go back and do it all at once. So put a bookkeeper on there. You're looking between $300 and $700 a month, depending on where you're at, for a good bookkeeper. So don't let your buddy Jim do it. Like, hire somebody. Because, listen, they fuck that up, you go to jail, man. So I would have a bookkeeper on my expenses. But, yeah, the number one thing, the first thing I would do is get all my bills figured out. So I know what I need to make to move forward. All right. Next, I would build out a schedule for me, what I call a C-suite schedule. So that is your marketing. So like your chief marketing officer, that's you. Your chief financial officer, also you. I would do all that. Like CEO, COO, like how you're going to do things. We'll talk about all those things later, but like, I would figure out what days and times I'm working on certain specific items. What day am I working on my visionals? What am I like? When am I going to spend time thinking about where I want this to go? What does this look like? How does this feel? What are the vibes of the gym? Right? Who do I want to target? And so all different things I would focus on that. All right. So financial, and these don't have to be the same amount of time each. They probably shouldn't be. You should spend more time on vision and operations than you do financials. You should look at your financials once a week, twice a week, once every other week, whatever number makes sense for you, because that doesn't change a lot. All right. So I want you guys doing that. And I would do those things like, I would know when I'm doing these things. I'll write them on my calendar. The alarm you just heard going off, that was reminding me to do something, right? I'm a little off schedule today. It's my schedule's changing, but I would have my schedule on there. So first thing I would do is get my bills. Second, when I'm going to address certain things, What am I going to do my marketing? What am I going to do these things? Okay, that's what I would do personally. Third, I would document everything I do. We talked about COO, Chief Operations Officer. It means how you guys do things. I would document that because when you start hiring people, and we're going to talk about hiring at the very end. When you start hiring people, I think it's really important that they know what you expect. Tribal knowledge is still riddling my fucking gym. All right, so our thing this year, one of our things, our initiatives this year, one of the CEO things, planning what do you want to do, is we're going to get all of our processes refined or honed, right? Our word for the year is hone. It's our vision. We're refining things to make them perfect. But that's what we're doing. So we're getting all of our operations documented in a single place. We're going to build training videos out, how to do things on video. We're going to do all kinds of good shit. It's going to take time. But that is what we're focused on. So document what you do. So how do you make phone calls? When do you make phone calls? What do you say on the phone? How do you get people to come into your gym? Like all these different things. these are things that I wish I did in the beginning. So number one, know my bills. Number two, all right, when am I going to be working on certain things? Build me a schedule. Like working for yourself is difficult, right? I work for myself. I don't have a boss. Motherfucker, you have the worst boss on earth. It's you. Right? So make sure you have a time for that. Number three, I would document everything. And number four, the first thing I would do as soon as it makes sense on that first part where the bills, I would try and put this in there, is I would hire somebody. And I would not hire a coach. That's a mistake I made. Don't hire coaches. If you have less than 100 members in your gym, you do not need a fucking coach. Maybe an assistant. But you need to be on the mats, building the culture, building the division, mission, being that fucking person, right? Because what's going to happen is this, and I've seen it happen a bunch of times. It got really bad during COVID. But what happens is this. You hire a coach, and this is probably the reason you started your gym. Well, fuck, man. I can do a better job than that. Why does he get all the money? All the money, air quotes. Fucking crazy. So they're going to leave. They're going to take 30% of your students. 10, 20% of them, whatever. They're going to go get a garage. They're going to train in a garage for a while. But you still lost that revenue. So if I were going to hire somebody, it would be an appointment center. They call your leads. They text them, give appointments, make sure they come in, confirm they're coming in, stuff like that. So that's what I would do. I think that's what I would do different, you know. Because once you hit 100 members a month, you should be pulling no less than $10,000 a month. $10,000 a month gives you plenty of extra cash as long as you're not paying an insane amount of rent. You're not paying yourself entirely too much. Your budgets make sense based on that first sheet because sometimes your budget's not what you want it to be. It's unfortunate truth, right? So if I were going to do that, you're at 100 members, you're pulling $10,000 a month, so 100,000, 120 a year. 1 to 2 appointment centers. At that point, I would start looking at other positions. I would start looking at other coaches. Those are things that I would do. And I'll tell you right now, I'm probably not. There's a very, 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 very slim chance I ever hire a coach who did not come through my gym. Because we have a culture. We have a way we do things. How we do things is very different. And I think that's more important than the jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai they're going to teach. I've hired outside coaches and none of them worked out. Not to say they weren't beneficial at that time, but long-term big vision is not the same. So I'll never do that. That being said, with my plumbing company, we are absolutely hiring now. I'm not going to grow fucking plumbers. So we're going to hire from the outside, but we're going to establish the culture there. So, you know, with that, those are four things I really wish I did differently was understand my budgets. Dude, I'm still struggling with that. I had a bookkeeper. I'm going back to 2021. They're redoing all my fucking books. I'm going to get budgets. I'm going to get numbers. It was tough, you know, because of COVID changed things. Expansion changed things. Growing a bigger gym changed things. So I've got a lot of variables. But these are all things I would do. So I'd get all my bills in order. I would build out a schedule when I'm going to do things. I'm going to hold myself accountable to that shit. Set alarms on your phone to remind you because you will forget. I would document everything I did. All right. How do I get new members? When do I call? What do I ask? How do I run classes? How do I clean? How do I open? How do I close? You know, I work for a consulting, Combat Business Success consulting company for martial arts gyms. And the first three SOPs are you write are opening, closing, and during the day SOP. What do you do during the day? So how you open a gym, right? Say you're sick. Hey, man, can you open a gym and run open mat? That's why. Open mats. Anybody can run an open mat. So you do that. How do you open the building? How do you close the building down for the day? So how it looks good for the next day. And what do you do during the day? So those are things I would document. And then I would hire a fucking person, a UTM or appointment setter who sets appointments. They call leads. They talk to them. They make sure they're coming in. They put them in the CRM. They do a little bit of admin work. And as they spend more time there, they can grow. And they can get into sales. They can get into other, you know, they can learn about your business. Maybe they'll become your GM or some shit one day. You know, just you don't need that in the beginning. And I think that's where most people make a mistake too early on. So, yeah, then you're at 100 members. At that point, you start expanding, duplicating systems, delegating different things that you don't want to do, and kind of go from there. So I hope you guys got a lot out of this. I got a lot of feedback on my Facebook post about this. So please, if you have any questions, hit me up. IHateJohnnyBuck@gmail.com. I swear I'll change it eventually, Mike. I'll do it as soon as Google stops fucking me up. But that's it. All right, I hope you guys got a lot out of this. Again, martial arts, if you're, that's great. Any industry is going to be a parallel. So that's it. I love you guys. I want to see you win. Later.